Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sharp Tech. I'm your host, Andrew Sharp, and on the other line, Ben Thompson. Ben, the launch has come and gone. Sharp Tech is a real thing. You got a full night of sleep for the first time in about 7 days. You look great. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. And it is another episode of Sharp Tech, but this is our first paid episode. So it's the first one that only subscribers have access to. But yes, we have launched. This is a big one. We had to do a big overhaul of not just Sharp Tech. The Sharp Tech part was easy, but all the passport stuff to make the bundle work, make it super easy to add. We had a couple of bugs that really only showed up when you had tens of thousands of people trying to add a podcast at the same time. Yeah, so it was a painful 24 hours, but I think we're mostly through it now. Better than when Passport Watch was a painful 2 weeks.
Right.
So we're at least reducing the pain.
Yeah, I'm not going to spike the football. I'm going to wait a week or two. Eventually, we're going to have members of the dev team come on the podcast and we'll have sort of a therapy session with everybody and talk through it. But I think it's working for almost everyone at this point, and it's been very cool to see the responses. We've got some fun questions to hit on this mailbag episode. Thank you to everybody who wrote in. We're not going to be able to get to everything, but the response was really encouraging. And so,
yeah, I noticed in our introductory episode, we forgot to caveat that there's no way we're going to answer every question. But you should still send them because, you know, if it's good, we'll answer it. And also, I've listened to your basketball podcast. I know frequent emailers get rewarded.
Exactly.
So that's just the reality too.
Yeah. Well, and if it's good, I also save it for future episodes. So there are a couple that are good questions that we'll hit down the line. For now, though, we're going to start with this from Bloomberg. Adobe Inc. agreed to buy software design startup Figma Inc. in a deal valued at about $20 billion in a bid to expand its suite of creative tools for professionals. The deal announced by Adobe, which is a mix of half cash and half stock, would mark the biggest ever takeover of a private software company, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. The market found the deal expensive, sending shares down as much as 18% in New York, the steepest decline in more than 2 years. Figma, which allows customers to collaborate on software as they build it, saw demand jump during the pandemic while more people worked remotely. The company expanded its customer base in recent years from software designers at big companies like Airbnb, Google, Herman Miller, and Kimberly-Clark Corp. to also include individuals building lightweight games, maps, and presentations. It has also attracted a loyal student following. So those are the basics of the story we're going to hit up top. You reached out to me on Monday morning and wanted a podcast about this merger as soon as possible. There was, I think at one point we discussed an option where you would wake up at 5:30 a.m. your time to try to fit it in. I was personally pretty apprehensive about that proposal. I'm not ready to talk to anybody at 5:30 a.m. But let's start there. Why were you so excited to cover this story?
Well, it's funny. We are sort of spoiling the mailbag concept by immediately launching into what I want to talk about on the episode, which I guess definitely does fit the pattern. But it just felt like one of the questions we did get in the mailbag was, to what extent are we going to go back and revisit stuff I wrote about years ago? I mean, obviously, Exponent does exist. You can go back and list those things. But I thought it was an interesting point, and this is one of those things I wrote about it in the daily update, but there's a broader takeaway that is really interesting to me and felt like is good to explore on a podcast. So that was sort of the motivation there.
So what's the broader takeaway? Do you want to build up to it? Or, I mean, I do not like this merger.
No, I'll
put my cards on the table. I think this is a bad deal. And I don't think the FTC is going to be successful in blocking it, but I do think that it sort of violates the spirit of antitrust laws, even if it's not going to hold up in court if it gets there.
I understand both perspectives. And this is, you know, maybe this is a bad thing for podcasts, which lend themselves well to takesmen, to use one of your terms. But my approach in general is sort of like the objective observer, right? Like subjectively, I could totally see opposing this. I agree with your objective view. It's probably not going to be stopped. But it's very interesting all the same, because you have these sort of value chains, and like how do you actually build a moat, and how do you have sort of a successful business that's defensible, and how do those defenses and moats get undone, and what are the impacts of things like mobile, like the web on this? And all of that sort of comes to play in this story in what I think is a really interesting way. So you go back to Adobe, like we'll use Photoshop as a stand-in for all the Adobe apps. But you have this long history, one of the earliest, you know, major software companies, independent software companies, still probably the biggest, that doesn't really have any platform of their own, right? Like they just make apps. They're on Windows, they're on Mac, now they're on other devices.
That's the end of the sample portion of this episode. The rest of the show is going to be for paid subscribers only. Each week, Ben and I are going to be putting together one free episode and one subscriber-only mailbag where we answer all your questions and respond to various takes among the listeners. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And occasionally drop original content like Adobe.
Yeah,
today.
Here and there, we're just going to freestyle ourselves, but it'll be mostly listener driven. Ben, do you want to tell people where they can subscribe to get these extra shows?
Yep, just scroll over to your show notes. There's a link there to subscribe. You'll be taken to Sharp Tech where you can buy a subscription. You are going to then need to add that feed to your podcast player. It's super easy. Pick your favorite podcast player, press the button. It'll show up in your podcast. Then you can delete this old one. You also have the option of Trajectory Plus, where you actually get multiple podcasts. Either one, I think, are great deals. You're going to enjoy it. And yeah, we'll look forward to being in your ears not once a week, but twice a week.
Trajectory Plus is a killer deal because you get multiple podcasts, all of our shows, plus all of Ben's analysis and his weekly Trajectory interviews, which I'm coming to look forward to more and more. And it's all for the price that Ben used to charge people for only Stratechery. So it is a great deal. And on these shows in particular, we're going to have a lot of fun with the paid episodes. So look forward to all of it.
It's good to have you on board to have you say that instead of me. Of course, I think it's a good
deal. Yeah, it's killer. All right. Well, subscribe or don't. But we'll be back next week with a free show.